if you have a heater in the house, you have to have a flue and put the pipe in there.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to move something heavy, like bricks, you could use something that's got a wheel in the front and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
And something was squeaking to lubricate it. You'd say you had to
oil it
or
grease it.
You say yesterday he
greased the or oiled the wheelbarrow.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all
greasy.
And what do people use to burn in lamps?
Coal oil.
Any other name?
Kerosene.
Do you ever see anybody make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
No. You have to have a wick for the lamp, and it's made of cotton or something of that order.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a flambeau? Something called a flambeau?
Well, I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
Where did you hear of it? Where did you hear of it?
Oh, just living, you know, in down the line somewhere.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is, do you?
Some people would call it a lamp that make a flambeau.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not familiar with that.
And inside the tire of the car, they have the inner
tube.
And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water, they'd say they were going to what the boat?
Float the boat.
Or they're fixing to put it in the water. They're fixing to.
I don't know about that.
What different kinds of boats do people used to have around here?
Well, they have all sorts now, some of them real expensive. And my husband would say, there's one thing, sure, we're going to have to get a boat to pull, or we'll be completely out. Everybody we meet is pulling a boat. So, well, that's just a side thing, mm-hmm. I said, because I don't know about boats. I've never been in very few boats.
Uh-huh.
What is that now?
What if people used to go, what different kinds of wooden boats would people go fishing on? What would you call those?
Well, there's sailboats and there's they didn't have any motor or anything, just glide along.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and tell him, now here.
Put your clothes on.
Or she hands it to him and says, now here. What, your clothes, here.
Here, your clothes.
And if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared, I.
I won't hurt you.
Okay. Do you ever use the word ain't? I ain't gonna do that.
Or, oh, yeah.
How would you use it?
Well, I just ain't gonna do that. I just ain't gonna do that. Or, ain't you gonna do so-and-so?
Uh-huh. And
a lot of those people still use that word, you know.
Do you use it very frequently?
Well, no, I don't hear it very much, but there is some. Mm-hmm. You do meet up with somebody occasionally that does use it.
How do you use the word?
Well, ain't you going to do so-and-so today?
Uh-huh. And say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, it...
No, it wasn't me.
And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color,